happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Yeah.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. It took a lot of energy out of me to do this show. I'm a little hungover. I went to Dude Night last night with Spanish and Papap, and that was a good old time. But now I feel amazing because I'm recording Hoppy Hour for you. Leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Hi, if this is the first time you're hearing the show, I talk about celebrity news, and I know celebrity news is not for everybody, but what, you want to talk about COVID again? What, you want to talk about the economy or Bitcoin? I'm not saying that celebrity news is the perfect way to do a show. I'm not saying there's things that shouldn't be talked about, but it's very fun to make fun of these imbeciles, unless it's Britney Spears, then I feel bad. It's very fun to make fun of Kanye West. I love making fun of Kanye West. He doesn't make it easy to like him. Kanye West, you know, was a pretty good rapper from 2004 to 2014, and then he started dating Kim Kardashian.
Get away from me.
Give me your hand.
Get away from me.
I am your family. Give me your hand.
It's Kanye West and his cousin getting into a fight. Oh, that sounds good. Someone needs to give Kanye some Klonopin right now.
She would not get away from me.
That Ye, irate at his cousin yesterday around 3 a.m. outside a club in downtown L.A.
That's a great sentence. Getting into a fight with your cousin at 3 a.m. in downtown L.A. All of that just is such success. I wonder if he'll talk about it in Donda 2.
Seconds before Kanye allegedly punched this autograph seeker, knocking him to the ground.
That autograph seeker, I don't know if it's the same one that goes everywhere, but you can totally tell they don't care about Kanye at all. They pretend to be Kanye fans, but if you were really a fan of Kanye, you would leave him alone. He is very mentally ill.
Why did he just do that?
I don't know, because you're in his face and he's a sociopath. Everyone says, oh, Kanye's a narcissist. Kanye's fine. But nobody uses the word sociopath enough.
Just tell you that blue COVID mask didn't stop that knockout.
In an interview with Hollywood Unlocked's Jason Lee, Ye defends his actions.
How are you going to defend it? Let's hear.
3 a.m. in front of the warehouse. I'm saying, you don't know what I'm dealing with right now.
It's a pretty good point. Honestly, I wouldn't mess with Kanye if I saw him out and about in general. He doesn't really give me good vibes. And I like his music, but I would definitely not approach Kanye at 3 a.m. when he's having a manic episode. 2009 Kanye, when he was pissing off Taylor Swift. Yeah, that's not that bad. But now, ooh.
This dude, he just had this like real attitude, like, what you gonna do?
This was a person who was chasing him down to get autographs. And he was really frustrated with the narrative that was being painted about him. He said, I just want to get in control of my own narrative for once.
And I think the other problem is they're showing footage of Kanye signing a lot of autographs in the past. So I really do think he likes recording for his fans. But the problem is now he's just being taken advantage of.
Give me your hand.
Ain't no hand. No, no. Kanye, you were supposed to talk to her.
The her Kanye's referring to, ex-Kim K. Ye claims she had security stop him from visiting daughter North at school. So-
yeah, I don't know. I don't like a lot of times when the father is put to the side, but Kanye, his behavior is not very good.
So he asked his cousin to deliver this message to Kim.
Security ain't gonna be in between me and my children.
Yeah, it'll just be the cops.
And my children are not gonna be on TikTok without my permission.
Ooh.
But he also seemed angered over Kim's new relationship and allegedly recorded this leaked diss track.
God sent me from that crack just so I could beat Pete Davidson.
Man, he really doesn't like Pete Davidson.
How you gonna bring me to SNL and kiss the dude you dating right in front of me?
I don't know, because it's Kim Kardashian.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best around, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. On Instagram and Twitter, it's Tampa Bay Hot Sauce. Tag them and tag me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Let us know what you think of the hot sauce at TampaBayHotSauce.com. You can order online if you don't live in Florida. But if you live in Florida, you can get the product in person for all the info. TampaBayHotSauce.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. And it's 856-494-6773.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's happening? You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, for all the info on what I do, ryanhoppyradio.com, and you can Snapchat me at Hoppy Radio.
Kanye West is adding more fuel to the fire after his new track not only drags Pete Davidson, but also Kim Kardashian's parenting style. Let's get into it.
Oh, yeah. Let's just burn a bridge with the woman that has more power than me that can keep the kids away from me. Oh, man. He is mentally ill.
It's not exactly a secret that Kanye isn't too enamored by his ex Kim Kardashian's newest flame, Pete Davidson.
Remember when we used to think that Kanye West was the most confident person in the room? Yeah, he's got small D energy.
It's been roughly a year since Kim filed for divorce from Ye, but it seems like Kanye is still having a hard time accepting the split and has...
Yeah, he's very mentally ill and he can't admit that he lost.
Seemingly targeted Kim's current love interest as a result. In case you missed it, yeah. Kanye came for Pete in a new track titled My Life Was Never Easy featuring The Game.
And The Game's just happy to be there, has not been relevant in about 15 years, a lifetime.
In the song, Ye did not hold back when he laid into Pete rapping.
Yeah, he laid into him. And while he laid into Pete lyrically through words, Pete was laying into his ex sexually. Just saying.
God save me from the crash just so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass.
I don't think God would want that. Isn't God a dude hanging out in the sky who doesn't really care? Well, if he did, that doesn't make sense. What I'm saying is, like, he's so lax and chill, bro, that he wouldn't want you punching people. Good save, Ryan.
Yeah, wow. And if that wasn't enough, Kanye slammed Kim. Not
This is just doing all the right things to get the mother on your side.
Their messy split and very public divorce. Some of his lyrics literally point home, with Ye rapping, "We're having the best divorce ever. And if we go to court, we'll go to court together."
Yeah, I feel like he's speaking for Kim, which is not a good thing.
"A fact, pick up your sis, we'll go to courts together." He then went straight for the jugular when he dissed Kim for her parenting style, rapping,
"Wow. Why doesn't Kim want to be around me?" He's a smart dude. Kanye West is a talented, talented, talented guy. But he is not very smart in the way that he lacks common sense, and that's from being manic all the time. But what he's lacking, that the common sense that he is lacking, is that I'm not saying Kim Kardashian is a very easily forgiving person, but like, even on SNL, she said he was the greatest rapper ever and a great father. But then she said it's that personality in your head is what made him awful, essentially, is what she said in that joke. And it seems to be true, because it's like, he just keeps attacking her. And it's like, bro, just go under the radar. Go off the radar. We off the grid, grid, grid. We off the grid, grid, grid for a little bit and come back and then just sort things out. But he keeps firing these missiles at her, saying he wants to beat her boyfriend's ass. You know, it's like, dude, you are doing everything wrong. If they were to make a dummy's guide to how to burn a bridge with your ex-wife and never be able to see the kids, everything that Kanye West is currently doing fits that book.
"I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids. Y'all stop taking the credit."
Oh, man. Sounds like things are really going well in the brain of Kanye.
"Talk about a not so subtle jab."
Yeah, not really.
Kanye also went on to refer to his and Kim's four children as rich kids and called them out for being bougie and unruly.
Oh, good. Now he's ripping into the kids, but they're bougie and unruly because of your parenting, you entitled, out of touch asshole.
"And not doing chores."
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you contribute so much to the household. You're a man of the people. You're a really good guy, Kanye.
"Also claiming when you give them everything, they only really want more."
Oh, wow. "Ouch."
And yeah, it looks like Pete is not messing around when it comes to his girlfriend's ex. Pete has allegedly hired extra security after Kanye pretty much threatened to beat him up in his new track.
Man, that's a weird life that Pete Davidson's living. You know, he's spanked it before to that Kim Kardashian tape. Everyone did when it first came out. What I'm saying is, think about it. You grow up worshiping Kanye, and now you're banging Kanye West's ex-wife who you watched on porn growing up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a crazy life, man.
Pete's decision to hire extra security particularly makes sense following Kanye's alleged altercation with a fan.
Yeah.
The whole thing went down last week when Ye reportedly knocked a fan to the ground after they asked for his autograph.
Sounds like things are going well there, man. I just would want to be inside of Kanye's brain for 5 minutes. And you know what else? You know how, like, they've been recently looking at, like, rest in peace Vincent Jackson and Junior Seau 10 years ago? Like, they look at their brains after they die? Yeah, someone needs to look at Kanye's. I mean, when he dies, there's definitely something that's not right there. And it's more than just, oh, he's a narcissist, because everybody says that. Oh, he's a narcissist. Oh, he's a narcissist. Oh, he's a narcissist. Yeah, okay, everyone's a little bit of a narcissist. But he's a little crazier than that. There's a little bit of a sociopathic tendencies there.
Kim Kardashian's relationship with Pete Davidson is hotter than ever.
Oh, yeah.
And now a source tells ET that when it comes to her ex, Kanye West, she isn't concerned about what he thinks or what he's doing.
I would be a little concerned.
I'm just extremely happy. Can you tell by my face?
No, you're weird, man.
ET source explains, quote, Kanye absolutely hates that Pete and Kim are dating.
Yeah, I don't think he's really vibing with it.
despises the idea of Kim being with someone else. He is
especially that little twerp is probably what he's thinking.
Definitely not cool with it. As for the 41-year-old KKW Beauty founder, the source says she could, quote, honestly care less about the women the Grammy winner dates.
Yeah, I don't really think she cares.
You just gotta roll with it.
She's just trying to figure out how to help out Pete Davidson and his anxiety during sex. You know he has a little bit of that. They even implied it in his movie when he was banging the girl in the beginning and he had a hard time finishing. Man, if you have a hard time finishing with Kim Kardashian, then you truly have anxiety.
Of course, Kanye has been spotted out and about with Uncut Gem star Julia Fox.
Yeah, that word is used lightly. Oh yeah, Julia Fox, it's performance. Hear this word.
With Uncut Gem star Julia Fox.
Yeah, trust me. It wasn't like she was a huge actress. Oh, what a superstar. The way she played the bland chicken Uncut Gems while Adam Sandler acted his ass off. But it was Julia Fox's acting that made her such a star.
Kanye has been spotted out and about with Uncut Gem star Julia Fox, packing on the PDA in New York City and L.A.
Oh, it's so genuine the way they have to have people take pictures of their PDA. Hey, we're not seeing any of the PDA of Pete Davidson and Kim. Why? Because they're banging.
Second date was even documented by Interview Magazine, and the 31-year-old actress dished on their quote.
It's weird, too. So they're taking pictures of what you would see in like an episode of Ray Donovan when he bangs one of the side chicks in like his hotel room. You know what I'm saying? You know where it's passionate, where they're making out against a wall, or they're laying on the ground and she's on top, but she's got clothes on, but it's like they're making out in the cowgirl position. All those different positions you see in a movie when it's getting sexual, those are the pictures that Kanye West and Julia Fox took with a professional photographer. It's like they're banging with their clothes on. That's PDA. That is not PDA. You can't do that in public. You know what I mean? To me, PDA is making out a little bit. This is like sex without it being sex. This is weird.
Quote, organic connection.
Oh, so organic, just laying around taking pictures of this girl I didn't know 2 weeks ago. Oh, true love.
Telling the mag, quote, I don't know where things are headed, but yeah. If this is any indication of the future.
Like there's a picture of her riding him. Not with her. There's clothes there, but she's a, wow, they're both sluts.
I'm loving the ride. And she doubled down on all that.
Yeah, she loves to double down.
During the latest episode of her Spotify exclusive podcast, Forbidden Fruits.
Wait. She has a podcast? And Spotify pays her for it? Man. But an artist gets about 10 cents every 100,000 plays. But we'll give her a podcast. What a riveting personality Julia Fox is.
For right now, like, I'm just living in the moment.
You really are having cameramen take pictures of everything. Oh, we're really in the moment.
And I don't have any.
Yeah. Oh, we're so in the moment. We're just living it up by having cameramen take pictures that are then filtered for Instagram. We're living in the moment. Take this picture over here, though. We're so in the moment. Let's take this picture. And this picture. And this picture. We're so genuine. We're like banging, but with our clothes on. Take the picture for Instagram now. I think you get the point.
Expectations. There's no labels. There's none of that.
There's plenty of labels. Trust me, everyone's calling you his girlfriend. That's a label. Oh, but because I'm Julia Fox, I can just say things and then people will take it as a fact. I could say the sky is pink, but the sky is blue. Because I'm Julia Fox and I'm a millionaire, I can say what I want and people go along with it. You can't say there's no labels being thrown out when everyone's saying his girlfriend. That's a label.
It's just people that make each other feel better.
Oh, yeah. It sounds really like that's the most robotic thing ever. You know what I mean? Like they make it's like when we're together, we're feeling emotions. Like you hear how vanilla and how ungenuine and weird that is. We feel things when we're with each other.
It's just people that make each other feel better.
They're not saying love or anything. Oh, we just feel better. Pew, pew. Where's the Kleenex?
It's like, it's really like such a Gemini Aquarius. Like,
listen, I kind of believe in horoscope. I don't. But when that's used as your example of why you like a person, like, it's just like, God, you're a pretentious asshole.
Connection.
A source. That's the Gemini Aquarius connection. Ah, gross.
Was previously told ET that Kim, quote, isn't fazed by her ex's new romance.
Yeah, she can care less. Get over here, Pete Davidson. Come bang me out.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Devin Prasad kicks ass at Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram and at FitzAgeFitness.com. You can sign up for workouts within the Bay Area. But if you don't live in the Bay Area, you can work out virtually. For all the info, FitzAgeFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh my God, what's going on with Farrah Abraham, one of the most underrated leaked porn tapes of all time? Oh yeah, she made that tape, Farrah Abraham did, she's from the Teen Mom, so she has a lot of skill and talent because she got pregnant at age 16. Wow! But do you guys remember that tape that Farrah Abraham made with James Dean, where she was being banged in every position with professional lighting and sound? But oh, this didn't mean to come out. Well, yeah, that tape was very underrated. She really could have had a future. It's a video showing Farrah Abraham laying down as she's being taken into jail. No, it's not a porn.
Teen Mom's Farrah Abraham was arrested for
What, being a bad girl?
Allegedly slapping a security guard.
Oh, that's not good.
Now she's speaking out about the incident.
I didn't mean to. I just got kind of mad.
So some information is wrong out there.
According to police records obtained by ET, Abraham was placed on a citizen's arrest over the weekend.
Naughty.
And later booked on a charge of misdemeanor assault by the LAPD.
Got it.
She was released from custody less than 2 hours later.
True.
ET has reached out to Abraham's reps for comment. Abraham took to Instagram Sunday night to address the incident. She shared this video of her arrest.
Yeah, she's being taken down.
Outside of the restaurant, Grandmaster Recorders in Hollywood.
My favorite.
Where the incident allegedly transpired.
Oh, this makes sense.
In the caption, she called the incident, quote, a conspired attack.
Oh, I did nothing wrong. I'm an innocent angel.
Abraham
and a great mother
explained, quote, I post this as no woman or man should ever be battered, abused, conspired, ganged up on, set up, recorded, and video sold.
Didn't you slap somebody? Oh, but when I do it, just excuse it as me having a bad day.
Abraham recently enrolled in Harvard Extension School to...
Oh, wow. To what? Become a scientist?
Pursue a law degree. And she added, quote, I look forward to my law degree and I look forward to court. Justice will be served as always.
True.
Abraham's court date is slated for May 19th.
Cool.
And the reality star shared more alleged details to her Instagram story.
What'd she say?
This message reads, quote, I was attacked on the rooftop and tried to leave for safety and was then assaulted by a security guard.
Oh, but you did nothing wrong.
Abraham also shared this photo, seemingly showing injuries she sustained.
Oh, that's not good.
Abraham tagged the restaurant on the image and wrote, quote,
you know, when they saw that tag, they're like, oh no.
Damaging my body is serious and legal protocols were not followed on a public sidewalk awaiting police. This is against the law. Charges will be in full effect as no one should ever have this happen to.
Oh, whatever. Like, what does she contribute to this earth? I mean, she's just a very nauseating person. I'm going to act a fool, but then get mad when the security guards take me down, and not in a good way.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are getting ready to say I do.
That's
that could be really cute.
A few months into their engagement, ET has new details about the couple's wedding planning.
Yeah, what is it?
A source tells ET, quote, Kourtney and Travis want to get married sooner than later.
True.
Wedding planning has already begun and things are in motion.
I'm so excited for a wedding I don't have an invite to and doesn't change my life. Please invite me.
They want their wedding to be really exclusive. They both have a lot of friends, but want it to be intimate and special.
Got it.
All sorts of stuff. Good, a lot of surprises.
What's going to be a surprise? Gangbang?
That's quote, both Kourtney and Travis are so looking forward to spending the rest of their lives together as soulmates. And both stars are, quote, very involved in the wedding planning process. And the wedding will be very, quote, them.
Is that what they identify as? Them?
In their style.
Got it.
Meanwhile, Kourtney's ex, Scott Disick,
is not happy about it.
Apparently isn't too happy about the engagement. Mm-hmm. The source also says, quote, Scott is not thrilled about the idea of Kourtney and Travis getting married.
Oh, get the fuck over it.
And is still processing it.
Oh, that's good. I was so worried. I mean, she should be.
I mean, I think you just gotta figure out really what's important to you at the end of the day.
Bothering women.
However, the source notes, quote, Kourtney and Scott have been getting along just fine. There is no bad blood and balancing time with the kids has never been a huge issue for them.
Yeah, you could say whatever the hell you want about Scott Disick being a creep, dating women half his age that weren't even born when 9/11 happened. That's weird. But literally, he seems like an okay dad. You got to give it up to him for that.
The musician popped the question to the reality
star. Yeah, he popped it.
Star back in October.
Yeah, what is happening here?
Court shared this snap of the romantic moment to Instagram.
Oh, sure.
Alongside the caption, quote, forever. A source told ET at the time, quote,
what?
Travis walked Kourtney to an area on the beach that had candles and red roses in the shape of a heart.
We know. We were there. I wasn't, but all the cameras were because they're so living in the moment.
Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment is brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area. I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. Because, oh my God, Rich Keeley cut my hair, right? At richkbarber.com, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa. And when he cut it, oh my God, I feel really sexy. And you can feel sexy too by going to richkbarber.com, signing up for an appointment because you have to do that ahead of time because he is always booked. And when you sign up and you sit down in that seat, tell him I sent you.
Happy hour.
Hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. Entitlement alert! Entitlement alert!
Lori Loughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli's home was burglarized earlier this month. Access Hollywood confirms.
Oh, jeez.
A rep for Loughlin told Access on Saturday that the couple was not home at the time of the incident, though the rep said they do not know how much the stolen items were worth.
That's not good.
Multiple outlets report.
Can you imagine having that much, like, jewelry in your house that you're like, I don't know how much it's worth?
The stolen items were worth. Multiple outlets report that police have estimated $1 million in jewelry was taken.
Oh no.
Access has reached out to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department for comment. According to TMZ, who was first to report the news, a group of thieves dressed in...
TMZ is always the first. Everyone hates on TMZ, but man, they are good at reporting the news.
A group of thieves dressed in all black smashed a bedroom window to get inside the property. Surveillance cameras are said to have captured the break-in, and a housekeeper discovered the theft.
True.
It is reportedly unclear if Loughlin and Giannulli were targeted or if this was a random crime.
Probably targeted, I'm just saying.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet's split shocked fans last week after they announced they were divorcing.
It's almost like we don't know anything about them and they're just basically famous strangers.
After 16 years together and 5 years of marriage. But a source close to the 54-year-old actress says the decision to break up didn't happen, quote, overnight.
Yeah.
A source close to Lisa told People magazine that the couple was, quote, amazing for years until they no longer were.
Got it.
And that they, quote, have grown apart because of different focuses.
He wants to bang side chicks and she wants to just be in a relationship. I can feel the energy.
Quote, a few years ago, Jason was struggling to find work. Now his career is booming and he wants to keep working as much as he can.
That's what it's called.
They told the publication. But the former Cosby Show star has different plans.
What is it?
Quote, Lisa has no interest in joining Jason on every location. She enjoys her life in LA.
That's sad. Sad.
Added. And being apart has been difficult for the pair. Quote, for some people, it might strengthen their marriage.
Yeah, he gets to cheat a lot.
For Lisa and Jason's marriage, being apart has been a disaster, source said. No matter what, they told the publication that the pair will remain mature and, quote, keep the peace for their two children.
And that's all we need to know. That's all we really need to know.
Britney Spears is sending a stronger message to her younger sis.
Yeah.
As Jamie Lynn Spears continues to talk about her ongoing sibling feud,
because Jamie Lynn Spears is a talentless bitch with no talent and nothing going for her. She basically ruined her own career in Zoe 101 by getting pregnant. And I would say this if it was any gender. I'd say the dude's a dick and I say she's a bitch. She's exploiting her sister who she is pretending to love for attention because deep down she knows she's a hack.
Feud while promoting her new memoir, Things I Should Have Said.
Yeah, like how I'm going to exploit my whole family. I should have said that sooner for attention because I'm a bitch.
Britney is now exploring potential legal action.
Hell yeah. You get her, sister.
Through her lawyer, Matthew S. Rosengart.
You get her, sister. You get your sister now.
The pop star sent the Zoe 101 alum a cease and desist letter over the release of her new memoir, claiming that the book is filled with, quote, outrageous claims.
I care so much about my sibling. That's why I'm writing a book that can survive forever talking about her horrible past. But I care about Britney. I care about Britney keeping me famous.
Quote, we write with some hesitation because the last thing Britney wants is to bring more attention to your ill-timed book
and
misleading or outrageous claims about her.
It's basically unauthorized. Remember those books in the 90s? The Howard Stern story. Unauthorized. The Alec Baldwin story. Entitlement.
Although Brittany has not read and does not intend to read your book, she and millions of her fans were shocked to see how you have exploited her for monetary gain. She will not tolerate it, nor should she. Reads the letter, which was obtained by NBC News. The high-profile attorney then notes that Brittany had to endure a 13-year conservatorship that, quote, stripped her of civil rights and fundamental liberties.
Got it.
And she will no longer be bullied by anyone.
Oh, that's good.
Quote, publicly airing false or fantastical grievances is wrong, especially when designed to sell books.
Got it.
It is also potentially unlawful and defamatory.
True.
You recently reportedly stated that the book was not about her. She takes you at your word, and we therefore demand that you cease and desist from referencing Brittany during your promotional campaign.
Could you imagine?
The letter continued. The letter ended by noting if Jamie Lynn fails to stop talking about her older sister, Brittany will be forced to take legal action. The cease and desist letter comes amid the sisters going back and forth on social media over Jamie Lynn's recent interviews in her new book,
yeah,
which it stands just 2 months after Brittany's longtime conservatorship was terminated. The Sweet Magnolias actress recently told Access Hollywood about the release date and why it was important for her to stick to it.
Because I'm a bitch!
Despite facing potential backlash.
I'm a bitch!
Well, once again, every time that I've ever wanted to do something in my life, it's all...
I realize I'm a hack.
Always seem to have been overshadowed by something else, but...
Yeah, the more talented sister, the sister that you're jealous that she has more fans than you ever could dream of.
This book is something that I've worked on for a long time.
Throwing everybody under the bus because I have no redeeming talent. Oh, I'm such an angel.
Using my voice and crafting.
Oh, yeah. We really need to hear from your voice. That's what we're all begging for.
And I've spent my whole life navigating when I should do this or when I should do that. And this was a deadline that was set over a year ago, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, you're a really noble person. You didn't change the day that you're going to release the book because you need the money and clout? You're a really independent businesswoman. How do you do it, you dirty rotten?
And that's a part of my personal growth, not changing it to please other people.
Yeah.
And sticking to this. Yes, is the climate different at times? It's always going to be ever-changing.
I'm a noble person. I throw everybody under the bus and make sure the book is released by its release date. I'm a talented woman.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, Westchase Printing, and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Posters, business cards, yard signs, business, yeah. Posters, business cards, yard signs. I believe that's what I said. My head is exploding right now with energy.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
And guess what? If this was a pre-recorded radio show, like one of the guys you hear talk for 14 seconds in between a song, they would have made this the most perfect live read of all time. But there's nothing perfect about me. So here I am, rocking you like a hurricane. If you go to WestchasePrinting.com, when you get that invoice, tell him I sent you. And he was going to already hook you up with a good deal because that's how good of a dude Tone is, but it will be an even better deal.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Well, it was good while it lasted.
What was
it?
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Thank you.
Hungary is threatening legal action against its home country.
It sounds like a way to burn every bridge possible, including to London.
Because they got rid of all of their security once they decided to step away from their royal duties. So he sent a letter to the government saying that if you don't offer us protection, we're going to get court involved.
Sounds like a good idea.
I don't understand what they're legally entitled to. Maybe the queen only has so much power to take away his sixth in lineness. I don't think there's any rule on providing security. I think that's discretionary.
It's not like he's asking for like...
I don't care anymore. 856-49 Hoppy!
And I was thrilled when he said my name.
That's CNN's Laura Coates telling Tamron Hall how flattered she was when Alex Trebek said she'd make a great replacement Jeopardy host when unobjectified.
Oh, of course you can say that now that he's been in the ground for a year, for about a year and 3 months. Oh, yeah, now you can say, oh, Alex Trebek really wanted me.
Who would be a good, solid host of the show?
Fellow who does play-by-play for the Los Angeles Kings.
Buddy, Alex Faust and Jim Fox here with you.
They should consider him.
What about a woman?
There is an attorney, Laura Coates.
And clearly his suggestion was completely ignored because Laura didn't even get a chance.
I'm sure just because he said it one time, oh, he was the biggest fan.
I asked for the opportunity when it came time, when they were looking for people to possibly fill in. I certainly raised my hand and knocked.
Hey, pay attention to me. I'm entitled.
On doors and found.
I don't care anymore.
We saw you kind of.
Here is the Access Hollywood talking to Paris Hilton.
We saw you kind of. You know, you had the typical nervous jitters before the day.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind right before walking down the aisle?
What?
Well, I hadn't written my vows yet, so I was literally writing them as I'm about to walk down the aisle.
Sounds like you're real organized, and I also don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Kate Middleton is debuting A Darker Do. In a relatable move, the Duchess of Cambridge dyed her hair a deeper shade of brunette for the winter.
Well, she's such a strong woman. She dyed her hair. How do you do that?
The 40-year-old showed off her luscious locks while visiting one of her patronages on Wednesday with Prince William in their first joint appearance of 2022.
Thank God. I was hoping they would have a joint appearance soon. And now that I know that they've had a joint appearance, thank God.
She complimented her new curls with navy pants, a navy turtleneck, and a teal jacket over top.
True.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge spent the day meeting with people at the Foundling Museum in London.
Oh, we're going to take pictures and have everything be shown that we're with the people because we're a man and woman of the people because we take pictures with them. Who knows what they're really like? Oh, but because we took pictures and put it on Instagram of how great we are, we're here for the people. When the cameras are on.
Which tells the story of Britain's first home for at-risk children.
Yeah.
While there, they sat down with those who have spent time in care and learned about issues facing young people who are leaving the system. Huh? The couple also joined in on a therapy bond.
I don't really care anymore. You know who has one of the greatest intros ever in radio? Steve Harvey! What up, Steve? What's going on? What up? Overcompensating. I gotta let you know how much money I make. I'm Steve Harvey. I've never had my own show because I'm kind of a douchebag. And I'm controlling. Yeah. Steve Harvey, why don't you come leave me alone and get off my TV? Yeah, heck. Oh, he's so good. You're programmed to think he is. Most bland dude ever. He's an urban Ryan Seacrest. But his intro's pretty damn good.
Very uncomfortable with that picture right there.
No one does PDA quite like Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey.
Okay, well, I ain't mad at that. Y'all ain't mad.
But now Lori's dad, Steve Harvey, is dishing on how all that public affection makes him feel.
I won't listen to her with social media. I can't participate in it like her.
On Tuesday, the 65-year-old comedian makes a stop by the Ellen DeGeneres show. And when Ellen pulls up this pic of his 25-year-old daughter sitting on the Black Panther star's lap, Steve, well, he wasn't feeling it.
What a controlling guy. It's kind of like, it reminds me of T.I. when he would have his daughter's vagina checked to see if she was a virgin or not. Like, it's that controlling. Like, you're making your daughter more sexual because you're so controlling. It's not a good move. Steve Harvey.
Look at that. That's happening in front of you?
I bet she loves having him as a father. Oh, he's so great. Do you know I do a morning show, a talk show, and I do Family Feud? Because of that, Lori, I can say what I want about you. What a douche.
Rumors that Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes are rekindling their relationship are surfacing online just days after the exes were spotted hanging out. Let's get into it.
Oh, yeah, they were like, we're both irrelevant. We need each other.
Though Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello decided to call it quits back in November, It looks like the exes are still on speaking terms.
Oh, that's so good. I was so worried.
Or maybe a little bit more than just that.
True.
In case you missed it, Camila recently took to IG to show off some jaw-dropping pics of her slaying in a tiny bikini.
Whoa, she looks like every other girl that goes to LA Fitness at 10 in the morning? She's a real influencer, that normal average chick looking Camila Cabello.
Meanwhile, on vacation in the Dominican Republic,
yeah,
which some fans speculated was a not so subtle response to the pics Shawn posted of his toned abs during a recent beach visit in Miami.
He does look really toned.
And earlier this month, Shawn and Camila were also spotted in public for the first time since their split, walking their dog Tarzan, looking pretty friendly with each other. Their recent sighting led some fans to wonder if Shawmila was seriously considering rekindling their relationship. Let's be real, wouldn't be totally surprised given these two
that these two are irrelevant and kind of need each other.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. When I tell you that he is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I'm telling you right now, I love Amir. I sincerely have love for that man. He is a really good dude, really kind-hearted. He's also intimidating, and he can change your life and get you into shape today. But make it happen, Captain. Life's too short.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face?
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOBBY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
And we're learning more about the arrest of comedian Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, I'm sure she'll get away with it because she's a millionaire.
For DUI. Today, the 911 call was released of a witness saying...
I love how whenever somebody else gets a DUI, we say they're an idiot, but I saw people sending out prayers for Tiffany Haddish being too dumb to get an Uber.
DUI. Today, the 911 call was released of a witness saying he saw someone asleep behind the wheel of an SUV.
True.
We're learning more about the arrest of actress comedian Tiffany Haddish.
Can I just be honest? I don't find her funny at all.
They're asleep at the light. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Today, cops released the...
What a slob.
911 calls and transmission.
Anybody who drives drunk, I don't care what gender you identify as, I don't care how pretty or how rich you are, you're a slob.
Recordings that led to her arrest. It happened in Peachtree City, Georgia, near Atlanta. Police radio sent out an alert.
The driver appeared to be asleep at the wheel.
We don't know who the hell she is, we don't care.
Police made a traffic stop as she was pulling into the yard of a residence. The girl's trip.
That sounds like a safe drive, pulling into a yard.
Actress reportedly refused to take a breathalyzer test.
Smart woman. She's smiling in her mugshot because she knows she'll get away with it. This bitch.
Placed under arrest and smiling for her mugshot, she was booked on a charge of driving under the influence.
And she also should find some talent.
Khloe Kardashian is keeping her head up and focusing on moving on after all.
She's got to keep her head up all the time. She's got a lot of skeletons in the closet. That Khloe.
The Tristan Thompson paternity drama. Let's get into all the details.
Why?
When news broke that Tristan Thompson fathered his third child and publicly apologized to Khloe on social media.
Oh, you said sorry for the 100th time for cheating on her 100 million times? Oh, you're a really noble guy.
We knew our girl Khloe Kardashian was gonna be going through it.
Yeah.
Her name once again was associated.
She's going through it because she's allowing herself to go through it because she keeps getting herself manipulated. It's hard to feel bad for her at this point.
With yet another Tristan-related scandal that we're sure she wanted no part of.
Think about how many of the scandals we don't know about through him. Just saying.
But weeks after this...
I don't think these are the only two scandals that have been a part of that hack's life. Grab a rebound. You're now in purgatory, known as the Sacramento Kings.
Scandal. Khloe is moving on with her life and prioritizing what she needs to cope with. A source revealed to Entertainment Tonight, Khloe has been spending time with her sisters and family, working out, eating healthy, and focusing on her mind, body, and soul.
That's good.
Getting back to her A-game.
Hell yeah, bye. Keeping them in her life makes sense.
And getting back on that A game, she is. Coco is total proof that sometimes when you get knocked down, the best thing you can do is get back up and
be. Or be an independent, strong woman and never talk to him again. Oh, but you have no talent. So you kind of rely on the average NBA player that he is.
The author of a new Mac Miller biography recently opened up about the late rapper's relationship with Ariana Grande, admitting that he was really surprised by the narrative surrounding their romance. Let's get into it. The late Mac Miller would have turned 30 today, January 19th, and to honor his memory, author Paul Cantor released Most Dope, The Extraordinary Life of Mac Miller.
It was sad. Mac Miller was so good in the early 2010s, and then I remember I was at my cousin's house in 2014, and Mac Miller had not made music in about 2 years, and his music video was at a funeral, I think his own, and I was like, yeah, this is not going to end well.
A new book detailing the rapper's life. Most Dope arrived on January 18th, just a day before Mac's birthday, and takes readers through Mac's upbringing, his early career, and some of his deepest relationships.
Oh, sure.
In the years following Mac's tragic passing due to an accidental drug overdose, Paul interviewed over 100 people for his biography, saying the book felt like a celebration of Mac's life and what he accomplished. Mac was dearly loved by his fans, supporters, and fellow musicians across the industry. But perhaps one of his most known relationships was with none other than Ariana Grande. Back in 2013, Mac appeared on Ari's song, The Way, which became the first top 10 hit for both of them. They started dating a few years later and went official in August 2016. And even appeared together in the video for Mac's song.
I didn't mean to have that clip play over. So pretty much... they were good? Let's find out.
On my favorite part. Sadly, they split in May 2018 after nearly 2 years of dating, but remained good friends. While speaking with USA Today about the biography, Paul opened up about feeling surprised by what people had to say about Mac and Ari's romance.
What was it?
And revealed that their relationship was very positive and loving. Paul explained to the publication, I was really surprised that a lot of what was discussed after his passing with regard to his relationship with Ariana. I thought there would be a lot more salaciousness there, and there was not. He then went on to add,
That relationship was very positive and loving between them. Sometimes you talk to people and you think they're going to tell you crazy stuff. But everything I was told was that she was this really positive influence.
That's good. 856, rest in peace, Mac Miller. 49, Hoppy.
No! Hoppy Hot Topic.
Bert is reacting to his...
Let me rewind this. A 1 second. Man, my transitions have not been perfect tonight. But unlike the morning radio you hear across the country that has everything perfect, we're never perfect a day in our lives here at Hoppy Hour.
Niall Horan is reacting to his now viral Tweet It Into Existence ad campaign and took to social media to gush over the billboard that shows he manifested his superstardom all the way back in 2010.
You can do that. I'm going to be a millionaire. I manifested it right now.
I love this story. Let's get into it.
Oh, geez.
Twitter's latest ad campaign is demonstrating that if you manifest your dreams, yeah, you can certainly turn them into reality. And who better to showcase the power of Twitter's platforms than celebrities like Niall Horan? The social media's app Tweet It Into Existence campaign kicked off earlier this week and features throwback tweets from stars like Issa Rae, Simu Liu,
I don't care anymore. 856. 49, Hoppy.
This lady made sure she got her money's worth at an all-you-can-eat sushi place, but...
Did she make it home without shitting herself? Because I've had that happen almost.
She ended up paying...
And when I say almost, I mean I did not make it to the toilet.
...paying a price. She landed in the hospital emergency room. Amber Cogliano explains how that happened.
Because it's gross.
This woman is really enjoying all-you-can-eat sushi. Danielle Shapiro devoured a whopping 32 pieces among other Japanese favorites.
And immediately when you're doing it, you are like, oh man, I'm gonna have to poop later. Like we all do, but like really go.
But the 24-year-old from Mountain View, California soon realized she may have overdone it and was rushed to the hospital.
This is what Danielle ate during that all-you-can-eat sushi marathon. She started with miso soup, gyoza, jalapeno poppers, then moved on to a snow crab roll.
Is she trying to die? I mean, that's making me feel sick.
A green dragon roll, a wakame roll, a California roll, and ended with edamame. That sure is a lot of food.
Oh,
we
it
didn't
is,
really
right?
notice a problem until afterwards.
That's gross. 856. Your life's not that bad. 49, Hoppy, as there was a massive volcano explosion.
Tonight, jaw-dropping images of an extraordinarily powerful and now deadly volcano erupting in the Pacific Ocean.
And it really makes you realize that we can die at any moment.
This video, captured a day before an even larger eruption of the same underwater volcano, rocks the island nation of Tonga.
Oh, man. I could do morning radio there.
Triggering tsunami alerts across the globe.
I could do a live broadcast of a tsunami.
Scope of that eruption best seen from space. Satellite images showing a massive cloud of smoke spewing in all directions.
Really trippy.
And as high as 12 miles in the air.
All right, man. Mother Nature is really making it rain recently.
A jury awarded William Cronin more than $6 million in a lawsuit against Cracker Barrel.
And how much to his lawyers?
Cronin's attorney, Thomas Greer, says his client was served a chemical that's a sanitizer. 12 jurors deliberated for 3 days last week.
Oh, wow.
Cracker Barrel
is gross.
Unsafe.
It's overrated.
Safe policies and procedures.
I mean, the fried chicken at Publix is 100 times. Damn it. The fried chicken at Winn-Dixie is better than the fried chicken at Cracker Barrel.
Jurors deliberated for 3 days last week.
Cracker Barrel, unsafe policies and procedures.
Yeah.
And unsafe training their servers to soak the parts of a soda fountain machine, which is a little black piece that unscrewed from the soda fountain machine.
Yeah.
And they were training their servers to soak those parts in an unmarked water pitcher like this with a mixture of a commercial grade bleach called Ecosan.
Court records indicate in 2014, Cronin, a then Marion County resident, stopped by the Cracker Barrel in Kimball, Tennessee for lunch and asked for water. His lawyer says the server used a pitcher that contained Ecosan or sanitizer and poured it in his cup. He says the sanitizer had been left overnight in the pitcher in the food service area.
He takes 3 or 4 big gulps of the liquid before realizing that it was not water. He immediately has intense burning in his mouth.
That's just every time at Cracker Barrel.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy Quad Pod Podcasting Network with the best podcasts in all the universe, including Happy Hour. And also ZRadioLive.com. ZRadio Live on TuneIn and Odyssey every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. Happy Hour is syndicated on ZRadio Live.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Whoa, hey! Oh, hey, hey! It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain!
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hand.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I pressed the wrong button like once or twice, but I'm just here hanging out. I'm a very genuine show. I'm not going to make everything perfect. I'm trying.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
All right. Take 2. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Happy Hot Topic!
Alec Baldwin has voluntarily turned over his cell phone.
After like 14 days, oh, thank God, I'm sure everything they were looking for is not gone.
Police investigating the fatal shooting on the set of his movie Rust.
Yeah, he's a little bit of full of rust as well.
The actor's attorney said that Baldwin handed the phone over Friday, saying,
oh, you're a good guy, Alec. Screw you!
In a statement that the phone will not provide any answers.
Yeah, because he deleted everything. What a douche.
Authorities in New Mexico have been investigating.
That's literally a case you're not going to win because you will always lose in the end.
Money and the empty shelves Americans are finding at the grocery store.
Yeah, you can't find Gatorade anywhere.
Tonight, from COVID to the weather, yeah. One expert calling it the perfect storm of reasons behind what we're seeing. Here's ABC's Victor Oquendo.
Tonight, the new round of grocery shortages, sending some stores across the country scrambling to restock shelves.
The shelves are pretty bare.
There's no meat, no toilet paper.
That's not good.
It's crazy.
Experts blaming issues, including Omicron-related staffing shortages for stores and suppliers, supply chain backlogs due to the pandemic, more people eating at home, and soaring freight costs from a lack of truckers and recent extreme weather.
All of these factors happening all at once is a perfect storm. Yeah. Shortages and headaches for the consumer that's going out there.
I went in there to get like mayonnaise, and I've been actually trying to get one jar for the past month, and it has.
That's not good. Everyone's outraged over Joe Rogan. A talentless hack.
Hundreds of doctors have written an open letter to Spotify about.
Oh, you guys are so cool. You write letters. Nerds.
Their most popular podcast host, Joe Rogan. They say they are fed up with the misinformation Rogan has been spreading about the pandemic.
Ah, whatever. And you guys know everything perfectly. Like, I'm not saying to go by anything Joe Rogan says, but a lot of these doctors that have gotten things wrong now are just projecting onto other people. Like, why would you care? Someone can have an opinion. We don't know if these facts are correct or not. Shut your ass. All right. It says here, Cardi B offers to cover funeral costs for victim of Bronx fire. That's a very good thing. And then she was able to manifest some things for herself. As that same day, Offset surprises her with luxurious gifts. That's good.
Did The Rock pay $31 million for this historic T-Rex skeleton?
Why not?
Mystery was sparked when Dwayne The Rock Johnson was being interviewed by Eli Manning, and the former NFL quarterback noticed something intriguing in the background.
What?
You got a T-Rex behind you? What is that? A dinosaur?
I got a T-Rex.
Man, I love the Manning cast. People that hate on a Manning cast just take sports too seriously. The Manning cast is the best TV ever. And now ESPN's trying to do it with Michael Kay and Alex Rodriguez, two pretentious assholes. That's going to work.
X-Gall, yeah.
It's baseball. I mean, no one even watches it.
That's Stan. As a matter of fact, so Stan was the is the most complete T-Rex skull ever found by a paleontologist, a young paleontologist, and his name was Stan. So this T-Rex head was named after him.
Yup, The Rock's home office features a T-Rex, just like the fearsome creature.
I don't care anymore. Let me take a breath. This following show is brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. But if you don't live in Florida, you can always do virtual workouts. He's on Instagram at Fit_Sage_Fitness. And you can sign up for in-person workouts and virtual workouts at FitzAgeFitness.com. This has also been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. WestChase Printing on Instagram. When I tell you, posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, West Chase Printing is the place to go. And when you get that invoice, tell them I sent you. This was also brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, AmirAcademy.com. Also been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa. Best haircuts ever. Tell them I sent you. And this was also brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce on Instagram and Twitter. Has all the locations at TampaBayHotSauce.com where you can get their product. And if you don't live in Florida, you can order it online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. Oh, that's a breather. Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Mixcloud, every single podcasting platform. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, Ryan Hoppy Radio on Twitter, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram, and then my Snapchat is Hoppy Radio. For all the info on everything I do, RyanHoppyRadio.com. My email, if you want to say what's up, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And you can always leave me a voicemail or text me, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. My name is Ryan Hoppy, and I'm out of breath. I'm going to go now. Bye.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now.
And like that.